The recent snow accentuated the beauty of our winter landscapes. The snow-covered branches stand out against overcast skies. The ice and snow give off one last sparkle before the sun melts it into much-needed moisture for the plants. I watched the soft, round shapes of four mourning doves in a row along a branch. Above them was the sharper outline of a jay. They were all waiting for a neighbor to fill the bird feeders. That wouldn't have been so evident in the summer with leaves on the trees. Pine and spruce are dark contrast in the snow landscape. The ends of branches are bowed and coated with white snow. The inner branches are dark green to blue. Makes me realize why folks flock their holiday trees. Junipers even become exciting, blanketed with snow. Big old junipers bow under the weight and take on new, interesting forms. Their textures softer, drooping, and diffused. Once the snow melts, which will be next spring in the mountains, junipers will bounce upright again. Parts of plants pop out in the snow. Red berries on cotoneaster and viburnums light up in the snow. Fruit on crabapples and hawthorns become ornaments. Orange and red rosehips are topped with a snow icing. Leaves hang on to some trees. Brown oak leaves dangle under the snow. They rustle in the wind. Broadleaf evergreens like boxwood, euonymus, and holly stand out green against the white snow. Bean pods on catalpa, coffee tree, and honey locust catch our eye. Some dangle in clusters, others are solitary pods. The branches above them hold the snow, but the pods are slender enough to shed it off. The snow accents the silhouette of plants, the symmetrical pyramidal form of linden, the arching habit of ash, elm, and honey locust. Columnar oak are sentinels with the snow coating their upright branches. Cold, snowy days beg for walkers. Go for a short jaunt around the block or a long stroll through the whole neighborhood. Walking is the best way to really see our snow landscapes. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.